You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from Retail Dive. Macy's Inc. has made significant moves to address the concerns of Arkhouse Management and Brigade Capital, potential suitors interested in acquiring the department store. In response to the nomination of two individuals by Arkhouse, Macy's has appointed Richard Clark and Rick Markey to its board, specifically to the Finance Committee. This committee will assess the acquisition proposal from Arkhouse and Brigade, along with any alternatives, and advise the full board. The appointment of Clark and Markey follows the withdrawal of the slate of nominees put forward by Arkhouse in February, averting a potential proxy fight. Additionally, Macy's has now granted access to confidential financial information to Arkhouse and Brigade, signaling a shift in the company's approach. This development marks a significant step forward in the ongoing negotiations between Macy's and the real estate-focused investors. Initially rebuffing earlier offers and withholding financial information, Macy's has now opened its books and engaged with the potential buyers. The involvement of Arkhouse and Brigade underscores their interest in Macy's extensive real estate holdings. Macy's, with its roots dating back to the 19th century, boasts a formidable real estate portfolio acquired through years of expansion and acquisition of department stores across the country. While Macy's has previously faced pressure to monetize its real estate assets, it has maintained control over its operations. The recent board appointments and engagement with potential buyers indicate Macy's willingness to explore strategic options while retaining control over its future. With the addition of Clark and Markey, Macy's board has been reshaped, reflecting the company's ongoing evolution and response to external pressures. The enhanced real estate expertise brought by these appointments could prove beneficial as Macy's continues to assess its property holdings and navigate its reinvention strategy under the leadership of CEO Tony Spring. Headline 2 comes to us from Chain Store Age. eBay's introduction of, quote, Shop the Look marks a significant step forward in personalized apparel shopping, leveraging generative AI to curate outfits tailored to individual customer preferences. This innovative tool enhances the shopping experience by providing an immersive carousel of suggested outfits based on the customer's shopping history. With interactive hotspots that reveal similar new and pre-owned apparel and luxury items, Shop the Look empowers customers to explore a diverse range of fashion options that seamlessly integrate with their existing wardrobes. Initially available for iOS devices in the US and UK, with plans for an Android version later in 2024, Shop the Look targets customers who have engaged with fashion items on eBay within the past 180 days. This personalized approach reflects eBay's commitment to providing tailored experiences while exploring potential expansions into other product categories. eBay's investment in generative AI extends beyond personalized shopping experiences. Previous applications include a feature enabling sellers to draft social media posts effortlessly, and a magical listing solution that automates the creation of detailed product listings using AI technology. These initiatives underscore eBay's dedication to streamlining business operations and enhancing user engagement through innovative AI-driven solutions. Headline 3 also comes to us from The Guardian. The documentary Brandy Melville and the Cult of Fast Fashion sheds light on the dark side of the popular clothing brand Brandy Melville, revealing troubling business practices and environmental damage associated with the fast fashion industry. Brandy Melville, known for its trendy apparel targeted primarily at young girls, has faced scrutiny for its exploitative and discriminatory practices. Former employees have spoken out about the company's management, alleging instances of discrimination, sexual assault, and predatory behavior. The brand's CEO, Stefan Marson, maintains a low profile, and the company's opaque structure makes accountability difficult. Furthermore, the documentary exposes Brandy Melville's contribution to the environmental crisis caused by fast fashion. The brand, like many others in the industry, prioritizes rapid turnover of clothing items, leading to excessive waste and exploitation of cheap labor in countries like Italy and Ghana. Despite social media backlash, Brandy Melville has continued its operations without significant changes or acknowledgement of wrongdoing. Annual sales figures indicate sustained growth, reflecting the brand's resilience in the face of criticism. The documentary serves as a call to action for consumers to reconsider their relationship with fashion and advocate for more sustainable practices. While small steps like buying secondhand or avoiding polyester are encouraged, the film emphasizes the need for systemic change to address the overproduction and waste generated by the fashion industry. Brandy Melville and the Cult of Fast Fashion premieres on HBO, aiming to raise awareness and prompt discussions about the ethical implications of fast fashion consumption.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.